And we're here with Ethan Gordon, John Altman, and Luke Galizzi of the Pella Boys Golf Team, three of the district champions. First of all, what's it like to be able to qualify and have a chance to keep your season going and a chance to play for a state championship?
I'm extremely excited just to go to Fort Dodge and be able to compete with these other teams that are extremely good. But I think we know we are good enough to compete with them for the state championship, and I'm really pumped for it.
And John, you were the runner-up medalist in a three-way tie. What was it like to be out there and to be able to shoot so low?
It was a good feeling, especially in such a big tournament with all these good players. It's a great confidence booster going into the state tournament, knowing that I can compete with some of the best golfers in the state.
And Ethan, it wasn't that long ago that the Pella Boys golf team didn't really have any numbers, and you're out in the course a lot on your own or with just a few guys, but now you have this big team. What is it like to watch this program grow from that point to now having a chance to play for a state championship?
Yeah, certainly. My freshman year, I think we had five people out, and we weren't too strong of a team, but then over the years we kept getting more and more people, and we just keep getting better and better and progressing, and it'll be fun to go to state.
And what's it like watching, you know, these guys too grow? Because they kind of grew with you these last couple years. Last year as a sophomore group, now as juniors.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, from freshmen now to juniors, these guys were in the upper 80s to start, and now they're shooting in the low 70s. I mean, it's just amazing to watch them go play good top quality golf and shoot low scores.
And John, this conference has some really good golf, and it seems like every meet you're running into great competition. How do you think that prepared you for this week in the playoffs, and how do you think that's going to help you up at state?
Yeah, we're in a great conference with a bunch of good teams that we will see at state. This is like preparing us for a lot of competition we're going to see later on in the road, and it's going to prepare us to hopefully shoot low at state and have a chance at winning it.
And Luke, you know, I talked to you about a year ago about where you guys were as a team. You came up just a little bit short at the district meet, couldn't quite get to state. What's it like now getting over that hurdle, and what do you think the biggest keys have been to make that next step?
I feel like our team has worked really hard this spring to get there, and now we know that we can be there, and to compete with them is just incredible. So I'd say our team has put a lot more effort into it this year.
Well, and now you get to go to Fort Dodge, and you get a chance to, again, shoot really low and play for that opportunity. What are some of the ways that you've been preparing for this point in the season, whether it's through the meets throughout the entire year, or have you had a chance to go up there? And what do you hope to really get ready for over the course of the next couple of days to get ready for the meet?
Yeah, so I think it was last Saturday our team went up to Fort Dodge and played a lakeside golf course, and I think our team really liked it. I think we enjoyed it, and I think we all know that we can play well there.
Yeah, it's a course that we've all seen now, and it's one that we know we can shoot low on. It's a very scoreable course, and the practice round helps us a lot by knowing what it's going to look like come state tournament time.
Yeah, like what John said, I mean, since we got a practice round in, I think it helps us feel more confident of the course. So then we get to know, you know, what clubs we can hit on each hole and that, and it just helps us prepare better for state.
Well, one of the things I've noticed about the scores on this team is that it seems like on any given day, one of you can go really low and get in contend for meet medalist. How do you think that's going to help you, especially at an environment like state, where you know that even if you make a bogey or you make a few mistakes, that your teammates are all going to hopefully be right there with you?
Yeah, that's what's great about our team. We got six guys that can shoot in the 70s on any given day. So if one person's not playing too well, usually another one's there really quickly to help pick the other one up and usually shoot low if somebody's not doing good. And usually when we see each other on the course and stuff, we're just checking on each other constantly, making sure we're doing good, and then cheering each other up and just giving them more confidence every time.
Yeah, knowing that we all can shoot low in the 70s, it's good for us, especially if you have to come down to a tiebreaker score. If we have one of those scores that's low enough to break it, that'd be a huge, huge score.
Yeah, I think that's so nice to know that you have six players that can play extremely well, and I think it takes a lot of pressure off of us knowing that we can go out there and try hard, and if it's still not good enough, we have our teammates right there to back us up.
Just three members of the Pella Boys golf team, district champions, heading to state. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us. All the best, and hopefully some great news to report from Fort Dodge.
Thank you.